Let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Here we go on a Tuesday night. Welcome in. It is a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Great to have you with us today as we are taking you only for about 40 minutes or so as we'll lead you right into Cardinals baseball. Cardinals-Rockies game two of a three-game series tonight. Eric Fetty against Bradley Blaylock. Fetty 3-9, 4.83 ERA. Blaylock 0-2 with a 9.96 ERA. So that is the pitching matchup tonight at Coors Field. We'll see if a few runs are maybe scored this evening, but we will have the broadcast for you coming up in just a while. We are going to kind of continue on what we're doing on Redbird Rush Hour, especially when we have a quick show like this. And today is always a fun day here at KMOX because we get the comments from Oliver Marmol, so we are going to continue to play some of those for you of what he had to say today during the Gas House Gang. I'll give you my thoughts on them as well. And you know, when we were doing Redbird Rush Hour, we played a couple things, talked about the not quitting thing, which I thought was important. If you missed the show, you can always go back and find the archive. But I thought it was an important thing that Ollie said today, that during that Diamondback series, it wasn't that the team quit. It was that they didn't execute. It was that they got beat. It was that they, it wasn't like one of our commenters and on the last show, for those of you who are watching, it wasn't that they were going through the motions. It was that they just didn't, they got beat and didn't play good baseball. And there's a difference between quitting and being beat, and being beat in a fashion where it doesn't look good. It looked bad. It looked really bad against Arizona. But the idea that they quit, that was not something that happened. And sometimes people see bad baseball and they think it's a team that's quit, where in reality, it's just a team that's playing bad baseball. You can try hard. It's always a really dangerous path to go down when you try to compare like real world stuff to sports and baseball and things like that. But any of us in our jobs can have a really bad day at our job. And yeah, maybe it's a day that we didn't put as much effort into as we should have, but sometimes we just have a bad day. And it has nothing to do with preparation. It has nothing to do with effort. It just has to do with the world. Sometimes doesn't make sense, and you just have a bad day. And to a certain extent, that's what was happening. Again, that comparison dies out at some point because it was all a part of the. It was also the fact that starting pitching wasn't keeping you in games and you were down very early and it just looks bad when you're in that type of situation. But I thought that was interesting. A couple other things that I want to get into here during my half hour or so with you. There's the Michael McGreevy storyline has a bunch of different like tentacles to it. There's the part of the storyline that's, hey, should McGreevy be here and should have he already been here? And there's also the part of the narrative on it really feels like Oliver Marmol has wanted McGreevy here. He hasn't been. What does that say about the relationship between Marmol and Moe? And each of those things was addressed during the Gas House Gang today, and I thought was interesting. I don't think many people can argue that Michael McGreevy right now gives you a better chance to win any given game than for sure two of your starters, Michaelis and Fetty, give you, and maybe even three with Fetty, Michaelis, and Pallante. And then you look at the other two guys in Libertor and Gray. I mean, Gray's obviously the best pitcher in the rotation, but he has had some moments lately that have not been especially good. And Libertor, they're skipping his start this time around, just being very careful with him as he goes to a point that he's never been at an innings pitch standpoint. So there's a lot of unrest right now in the starting rotation for the Cardinals, and McGreevy does something for you. So this is what Oliver Marmol had to say today, just in terms of the baseball side of things, on McGreevy and his role on this team.
Yeah, I want this guy to stay. You guys know that. Right. I like having him up here. The goal is to have him stay with us up here. I think during this stretch, I think one of the most important things is for him to get acclimated to being around the big league players, the big league staff, around Dusty and his group, and start to understand what it looks like to game plan at this level and do it consistently every fifth day. And get feedback from big league hitters as far as how his stuff plays. And I think down the stretch, that's one of the most important things we can do. So, yes, my vote is that he stays up here with us and we can continue to move this thing along.
Yeah, so clearly Ollie wants McGreevy to stick around. I think he's here at least. I don't think he's going back down. That's my thought. Now, I also, to be fair about when I get things wrong, Fetty made that one start that was just absolutely terrible a couple starts ago. And I didn't think he was going to make his next start. I thought McGreevy was going to be up at that point. And I got that one wrong because Fetty's obviously still in the rotation. He's pitching tonight. But I just, at this point in time, with everything that's going on with this team, I don't know how you send McGreevy back down. So if I'm wrong again, I'm wrong again. But I'll sit here and I'll tell you, I don't think that McGreevy's going back down. And I hope I'm not wrong. I really hope I'm not wrong because I want to see the Cardinals win as many games as possible. And I think Michael McGreevy gives you the best chance out of all your options that are kind of in flux right now when it comes to the starting rotation. So the other side of this is what happens when Ollie has one thought on something and Mo has another thought on it? Well, he addressed that, and I thought it was interesting, and we'll get into that coming up in just a moment. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. Back at it on a Graybar Sports Open Line. Welcome back in. We're taking you to Cardinals baseball. Our coverage begins at 6:45, so we've got about 19 minutes left of this edition of a Sports Open Line. Continuing to do what we were doing during Redbird Rush Hour, playing back for you some of what Oliver Marmol had to say today during the Gas House Gang. And if you're not familiar, if maybe you're somebody who works during the day and you just catch Sports Open Line, you get off work around 6 o'clock or so and you hop in the car, listen to Sports Open Line, listen to Cardinals baseball. Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol, every single Tuesday from about 12:05 to 12:35 or so, has a conversation with Tom Ackerman, Chris Ronji, and Bernie Miklas. And then you, the fans, are able to text in and send in questions and that sort of thing. For people who are watching us right now, the platform that we use to be able to stream live is called StreamYard. And Ollie has that up where he is doing it. So he actually sees the questions as they come in, and very often he'll see a question that he is interested in answering and he'll just kind of take it from there. So, and it's never the easy stuff. He's not there to answer the easy questions. He tries to answer the tough ones, which I appreciate. And that leads us to this, because it's been very obvious. It has been very obvious here recently that Oliver Marmol has wanted Michael McGreevy on this team and in the rotation. All the while, McGreevy, until yesterday, had been at AAA, and when he's gotten his big league opportunities, they have been spot starts. So that means that Oliver Marmol and John Mozeliak do not always agree on everything. Mo runs the roster. Ollie runs the team. That's a simplified way of looking at it. There's a lot of people that are going that have input on a lot of different decisions that are being made. It's kind of, I was going to say it's kind of come to a head. That's the wrong terminology. It's been put in a spotlight, right? It's very much been put in a spotlight over the last couple weeks because it became more and more clear based off the things that Ollie was saying that there is somewhat of a difference of opinion on McGreevy's role, because again, Ollie's made it clear that he'd like to have Michael McGreevy around. So Bernie asked Ollie today about how he handles the differences that he has with John Mozeliak. And I think it's also important, the context is really important here. And I talk about this a lot because sometimes we'll see people say, Ollie's just a puppet for Mo. And I don't like that. Now, Ollie can push back, but Mo is his boss. You know, we all have bosses. I think most of us in healthy work environments can push back. If my boss walks in and tells me to do something that I disagree with, I can disagree with him and I can express my disagreement, and he either comes around to my side or I accept what he's doing, and because he's my boss, I do it. That's not me being a puppet. That's me having a work environment where I do what my boss tells me to do. And most of us who work in environments where we have somebody that we answer to, that's how it works. You combine that with the fact that the guy who was in the office before Ali evidently, seemingly did push back too hard, and he lost his dream job because of it. Mike Schilt wanted nothing more to be the manager of the Cardinals. But it got to a point where he was pushing back on some stuff that he was unhappy about, and it was no longer a good working relationship. So for an Oliver Marmol, you're in a spot where you have your beliefs, you're gonna express those, but you also don't want to cross that line that Schilt crossed, where all of a sudden you're not a major league manager anymore. So this is what Ali had to say today, and I found this to be interesting, how he handles the differences he has with a John Mozeliak.
That at times the objective of his seat and my seat aren't the same, and that's okay. But as recent as a couple of days ago, where it's like, man, I absolutely hate it. It's not what I want. But there's been times, if I'm being honest, where I absolutely hated a move or we disagreed on how we were going to move forward with something, and you let a week go by and it worked out the way he said it was going to work out. And guess what? He was right about it. I didn't love it. I didn't like doing it, but it worked out, and it's worked out the other way at times as well. So you're going to have that back and forth. But as long as you understand that at the end of the day, we want to win, and you can respectfully disagree, then I think that's just part of working with people and dealing with emotions. And like, that's just the gig, but you have to do it in a way that makes sense, and you pick your spots for it. Knowing that no one has a crystal ball, and there's times where you can be hell bent on something and super convicted and be wrong. But yeah, there's disagreements. But at the same time, I think every manager will tell you that's just part of the gig.
Yeah, definitely just part of the gig. And how you handle that is, and we're living in a world in baseball right now where the final baseball decision makers, whether the title is president of baseball operations, as it is in most places, or still places where the person with the general manager title has final baseball say, whoever it might be, those individuals, their importance and their decision making continues to grow and grow and grow. And the job of the manager is now different. It is just simply different in the way that they do things. Here's the other wrinkle that's going on with this team right now. Mo's on his way out. So Mo is still Ollie's boss. Ollie is still trying to win as many games as he possibly can. But there's also the, hey, Ollie wants to stay in this position. He wants to continue to be a major league manager, and he already knows who the next boss is going to be. And nobody, like, you know, maybe there have been decisions made behind closed doors, but nobody in my position, and probably just about nobody listening to the words coming out of my mouth right now, really know what it's going to look like next year, what Heim has on his mind, how he feels about Oliver Marmol, how he feels about the managerial position. Like, everything is very much up in the air. So how does Ali go about going through a year where Mo's is bossed, Heim might be his next boss, he might disagree with some things, like just a lot of stuff going on, handling the way Ali conducts himself?
The easiest way for me to answer that is, like, I'm just, hopefully you've caught on by now, and sometimes this doesn't play well for some audiences, but like, I'm just myself, and I'm going to continue to be myself. It's the easiest to wake up and not have to think about how to play this or how to play the politics of one. It's just, I'm gonna be myself, and if you like it, great, and if you don't, I'm sorry. I'm committed to winning. I'm committed to having the back of my staff and making sure they feel supported within the lines, but also away from the field, and that the players know that I'll kill for them. And that's, at the end of the day, I show up every day with that mentality, and I'm gonna speak the way I speak, I'm gonna be the way I am, and I'm gonna communicate in this manner. And if it plays well, great. But like, playing the, I'm gonna have a new boss. Like, that to me is, I've been in the org for a while. I wake up every day wanting this place to be, just continue to head in the right direction. And that's it. So I don't, that's not one of the filters I use in how I communicate, is the way I would describe it. Yeah.
That answer right there is one of the reasons I like Oliver Marmol so much. That's, yeah, you know, a lot of people push back at me when I defend him. And I defend him a lot because there's a lot of people who don't like him. I get it. A lot of people don't like the man. I don't completely understand why they don't like him, but they don't. And like, I don't even like talking about this right now because it starts to bring up conversations that we've had a million times over again. I'm at a point right now, maybe this is bad to say, I'm at a point right now where unless there's new information presented, I'm sick of having the same conversations. Like, I had a Twitter follower the other day say something to me about the DeWitts and the DeWitts not wanting to win, or the, you know, not spending money and everything. We've had that conversation. Like, I'll defend the DeWitts and their record of ownership of the Cardinals. It's not great at this very moment with what's going on, but it's on track to potentially being great, hopefully at some point in the near future. But nothing has changed. We've had these conversations. So that's where I get tired sometimes, is there's not new information to present. So I don't want to have these exact same conversations again. But when I listened to Ollie today and he talks about he's going to be him, he wakes up every morning just wanting the organization to be better, all those things, that's, I hope you listened to what he just said, because to that's when I talk about liking him, that's part of the reason that I do like him as much as I do. Okay, one more break. We'll come back. We'll have a really quick segment, and then we'll get into Cardinals baseball. Cardinals at Rockies tonight. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. Just about 5 minutes left here in the program. It is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. We are 10 minutes and 13 seconds away from being underway with Cardinals at baseball tonight. Cardinals and Rockies game two of a 3-game series. I'm so rooting for the chaos of the Cardinals sweeping this series against the Rockies and then taking 3 out of 4 against the Padres, immediately following Mo yesterday saying to the assembled media that the results of the Arizona series has started to shift their thinking towards being a team that's selling, and that they've talked to teams about that. Let's team chaos. Let's root for this and see what ends up happening going to the deadline. But either way, there's so many things that they're going to be looking to accomplish. And I'll say it over and over. I'm not the buy or sell conversation guy. That's not the topic that you're going to get with me. But the topic you are going, because I just think it, in all likelihood, it's going to present itself in a very obvious manner. Now, maybe it won't. What I'm talking about with being on Team Chaos is when it doesn't present itself in a logical manner, and then it's an interesting conversation to have. Right now, it really isn't. One more thing. This came to me yesterday during the extra inning show. So for those of you who are listening, it's going to be a little bit of a repeat. So bear with me, but I'm done in 4 minutes, so you don't have to listen to a repeat for too terribly long. I had somebody text in on the show yesterday saying that they were convinced that the DeWitts don't want the Cardinals to win a single game between now and the deadline, that they don't want them to win, that they don't want them to be a playoff team. And I just thought that was the most absurd, ludicrous thing that I've ever seen. And I thought it was funny because the people who criticized the DeWitts criticized them for only worrying about money. Well, what goes along with being in the playoffs? It generally brings in some revenue to you. And so to hear somebody or to see somebody say that, and this was my response in the moment, got done with the show, and that same person texted back in and they said, well, the Cardinals want to get out from underneath of Nolan Arenado's contract. So that's why they don't want the team to win another game between now and the deadline, or the DeWitts. Again, ridiculous and crazy. Not that they want to get out from underneath of Arenado's contract. Yeah, they would probably rather not have Nolan Arenado on the team. But that's not new news. Were you paying attention during the offseason when they openly stated that they were going to attempt to trade Arenado? Like they said it in very loud voices that was the plan. And honestly, if there's an opportunity to trade Arenado, I still think they go down that path, whether they are very much in contention or completely out of contention, if a legitimate opportunity to move on from Nolan Arenado presents itself to the club, they are going to take that path as long as they are able to do so. Now, able to do so includes Arenado saying yes, because he's got full no trade protection. But to think that the Cardinals are more or less likely to trade Arenado, based off what's happening, I don't know. I don't totally buy that. I don't know what his market value is. I don't know how much money you would have to, the money that he's owed for next year. It's a lot, and you have to eat some of that. And this is where the dynamic between Mo and Heim Bloom comes into play, because what are the thoughts about what this team is going to look like next year? But I just, you know, sometimes you start walking down a path, and that path that you're walking down is motivated by this belief that you have. I think for right now, there are just a lot of people who are anti-DeWitt, anti-Mosellock, anti-Marmol. And that's fine. I'm not here to argue that here at the moment. I'm not on any of those pathways here at the moment. Not that all of them are perfect. You know, I've been pretty vocal about the fact that I really wish that they would have just had Michael McGreevy be here for a while, that I don't love the fact that Fetty and Michaelis are making a start every fifth day, that sort of thing. So I'm not agreeing with everything that's being done. But sometimes I think you get so caught up in the hatred or the strong dislike of a certain individual or a certain group of people that you kind of lose yourself and lose the level of common sense. For somebody to sit here and say, this team doesn't want the biggest decision makers for this team want them to lose every game, don't want them to be in the playoffs. That's a crazy, crazy, crazy statement. That is as far from the truth as anything can be. If you believe that a little bit, I would just encourage you to take a step back and evaluate the situation. Cardinals, Rockies, it's on the way next right here on your home of the Cardinals, KMOX.